The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Dr. Rory Hanley is with us for our weekly medical spot, and I'm going to guess you are not a fan of alternative medicine. People deciding that there's a better way than the medical way, with all the sort of pharmaceuticals and pills and the rest of it that doctors do because you're all bought off by the pharmaceutical industry.
Yeah, you guess correctly, Matt. I'm not a fan of this because most of it, in fact, 99% of it is complete nonsense. I mean, the biggest example, my personal favourite, is the pseudoscience known as homeopathy. Which
What is homeopathy?
Homeopathy is the most bizarre belief system I've ever encountered. It's a belief that you can sell people what is effectively bottles of water and tell them it's going to cure their illnesses. These people believe that the more diluted down a drug is, the more powerful it becomes. Now, to say that makes no sense, it just cannot make any sense. It defies every law of chemistry and physics. It's just madness. It's like trying to say the world isn't flat. And, you know, these people are literally selling people compounds that are basically bottles of water and telling them they're going to cure their illnesses. And you see people doing this, and it's really depressing. Now, look, the problem is many doctors have kind of let this go for too long, in my opinion. We kind of go, geez, what harm are they doing? There's not much wrong with them. And people with very little wrong with them can go along to these homeopathists and waste their money and feel better, and that's great. Good luck to them. But the problem is when these people start interfering with legitimate healthcare, when you see people with serious illnesses rejecting conventional medicine and going off and seeing quacks instead, that's where things go wrong.
Okay, give me examples of how that might work.
Well, I have heard, I mean, every doctor hears these harrowing stories, and they've been reported in the press down the years, of people with genuinely serious illnesses, even people with cancer, who are, you know, going out and seeing quacks and getting bizarre potions and stuff and being told that they're going to be cured. And then, in some cases, actually rejecting the usual chemotherapy, radiation and surgery and dying. And people have died going down these roads. And you know, you hear that kind of thing and it breaks your heart and you wonder as a doctor, is there anything you can do to fight this? And of course, every doctor in their day-to-day practice will not sit there and condone that kind of thing. They will fight back. But I often think as a society, we need to start taking these people on because they're dangerous. And the latest I'm hearing now, and I've heard rumours only in the last week, is we're now hearing talk of homeopathic vaccines. So people have been given a placebo, effectively a water pill, and been told this is the alternative to vaccinating your children against serious illnesses. That kind of shenanigans is rumoured to be going on out there. If it is, I think that should be almost a criminal offence.
Sorry, a homeopathic vaccine?
Yeah, this is what I'm hearing rumours of. And apparently this goes on around the world, that basically, you know, you and I have discussed the anti-vaccination movement in the past, and this is one of the things that they've embraced. Is they call it an alternative to vaccine. It isn't an alternative to vaccine.
It's just nothing.
Exactly. And this is what they're doing. But you see, this is the kind of dangerous nonsense that exists.
Yeah, but hold on. Aren't there GPs around the country who have now made a thing of business almost of embracing alternative medicine and bringing it in as part of their overall therapies?
I hope not. I certainly hope no doctor is embracing homeopathy and homeopathic vaccines. There may be those doctors who are more tolerant of these things than I am, but I have a firm belief that you cannot, if something has no scientific basis and is not proven to benefit people, you should not, as a medical practitioner, be prescribing it. That is my view on it. If something is proven to be of benefit or is of potential benefit, fair enough. But like, there was a comedian there, what's his name, Darragh O'Brien, did a thing on this. He talked about alternative medicine. It was a very good sketch he did on stage. He basically said, they take the things, alternative medicine, you take the things that work, and they become known as medicine. They're medicine. They're not alternative. Alternative means it doesn't work. It's that simple, you know? And people don't seem to get this. And you're right about the conspiracy theory, big pharma, doctors. And it's almost a belief system that people's egos need to diss down the medical profession.
Yeah, but you see, there's an awful lot of people, I'd imagine, and they'll be texting in now to 53102 as well, saying that an awful lot of the time is that they feel that there's overprescription going on by doctors. That doctors, you go in and you present with a problem and immediately there's a script here, go off, go to the chemist, get these particular pills or potions or whatever and start taking these. And there's a feeling that that is actually doing harm. And that's why, for example, overprescription of antibiotics has led to antibiotic resistance.
Yeah, but that is an issue, but that's really nothing to do with giving people bottles of water and telling them that's going to cure their illnesses. Your point about overprescribing is valid on antibiotics. That's something doctors need to work on. But it's not solved by giving people phony stuff and telling them it's going to cure them, which is what's going on at the moment. It is actually a hugely disturbing phenomenon. The other thing is, you've heard mutterings down the years of the state almost legitimising this. There was talk a few years ago, I read it, of creating some kind of register or licensing system for alternative healthcare practitioners. Now, I vehemently oppose that.
So these are people who would not have gone to medical school, would not have got the scientific qualifications and stuff, but would be allowed to register as an alternative to medicine.
I mean, this never happened, but it was talked about. I saw it somewhere. Let's set up a register. And then you see, but if someone's selling you a bottle of water, it doesn't matter if they're registered or not. It's still a bottle of water. And all that a registration or licensing system does is confer legitimacy on what I believe to be quackery. And that's what's going on.
Yeah, but hold on, it's not just a bottle of water. There must be elderflowers or something in there as well.
Nothing in it. It was just what I told you. They dilute it down, you see. It's the more diluted it is, the better it gets. It's like a, it's just a joke, man.
But you also hear of other things. I mean, such as, I mean, only last week we were talking about Gwyneth Paltrow and cupping. You know that thing that apparently that, you know, you get health benefits out of cupping. You hear of people...
I'm sorry, have you never
heard of cupping?
I'm afraid I must be completely ignorant of what's going on in the world of cupping.
And wasn't it for many years that doctors used to bleed people?
Yeah, they kind of gave up that, you know, about 100 years ago. That's kind
but there are still some alternative practitioners who recommend that.
Bleeding people, gee, well, that would be, you end up with hypovolemic shock and kidney failure if you do that kind of thing and start bleeding people all the time. No, I mean, we really, it is...
But also things like if people have joints out of position and stuff like that. I mean, you also get people who say, oh, sure, I can put your back in place, I can manipulate it and all that sort of medicine alternative medicine.
Well, not really, no. There are recognised roles for physiotherapists and certain practitioners.
But we're not talking about physiotherapists. We're talking about, osteopaths.
They may have some role, but that's not selling people a placebo, in fairness. That's somewhat different to selling people a bottle of water. But the other thing about it is, Matt, my profession really has gone a little too politically correct in recent times. It's kind of a middle class guilt thing, I think, with a lot of doctors, that they don't want to seem judgmental or talking down to people about their healthcare choices. And that's fine, and political correctness, as you know, is a cause dear to my heart. But the trouble is that if people start believing this stuff, they can damage their health. And that's where we have to draw the line.
But what about the idea that people might know their bodies better than the doctor will know them? Yeah. They know themselves what's good for them, and they know that putting a medicine into their body isn't going to be as good as having this nice, healthy, natural alternative.
You see, this is the kind of airy-fairy stuff that's costing lives, you know, and we really have to stop this kind of thing from happening in Ireland. I mean, I don't know how to deal with it, Matt. We can't ban it, but at the same time, if there's evidence that people are interfering with the treatment of legitimate illnesses, we have to put a stop to it.
We're going to leave it there. Dr. Rory Hanley, GP and columnist with the Irish Medical Times, as ever, thank you for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.